Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
Welcome to day 3 of the Living Abroad Challenge. Now, the last 2 days, you've identified why it is you want to move, what you're looking for. You've even taken on a high-level overview of the different visa pathways. Now, we're going to look at how to understand your strengths and leverage your skills, because this is a crucial step when it comes to living abroad. Now, by evaluating your current capabilities, by looking at areas that you want to grow, by looking at the resources that you have, that is going to help you meet challenges head on, prepared, and with confidence. I'm going to ask you to really refer to the workbook when it comes to day 3 heavily, because it starts out with assessing skills, your professional and technical skills, your language and communication skills, your problem-solving skills, your adaptability skills. So if you're thinking at face value, I'm at a different point, Arnitha, in my life, and I don't need to assess skills. Anytime you're moving to a new country, there is a level of cultural awareness, if you will, and a language barrier at times that you do have to take into consideration. So when I say skills, I don't want you to simply think career. This is not just for the person that's seeking a new career. Alrighty. It is, but it's more than that. So if you are looking at, if you're at that point where you're a digital nomad, if you're at that point where you have your own business, yes, you do have to look at the skill sets that you need in order to be able to sustain yourself. Things like digital marketing. I can't imagine us being able to do this without having some understanding of it. Okay. Your communication skills is probably going to be top of list for how you experience living outside of the U.S. Okay. Remember, we communicate not just verbally, but we communicate with our eyes, our body language. There are several ways to communicate. And I'm often asked, Arnitha, aren't you concerned when you go into a country and English is not the first language? Aren't you concerned about that language barrier? Of course, I can't say that I'm not, but I haven't ran into any issues. You having a clear slate mentally, giving grace to people and giving grace to understanding that you're from different cultures, trying your best not to bring American traumas with you, is a starting point with how you experience another country. How many times have I been inside of a group and I'm listening to someone's experience inside of another country, and I can see it from different angles, because a lot of times it's how we are seeing the world and how we are accustomed to the world interacting with us. And so therefore we take that perception of how we encounter the world with us. And so when something happens in another country, we label it or experience it as a bias, when in fact it is a miscommunication. It is a cultural difference at times. Okay, so that's what I mean when I say assessing skills that you need to identify, that you need to hone up on, that you need to improve so that you have a better experience abroad. When it comes to evaluating your resources, yes, we are most definitely going to look at your financial resources. Now, some of you may say, well, I've already decided I am going to sell absolutely everything and I'm starting with a clean slate. I would say to that, I know what that feels like. Been there, done that. It's freeing. I will tell you that. And there's no right or wrong to this. I also know that there's some of us that are so deeply ingrained in the U.S. that there are things and situations that we cannot relinquish. And so how is it, do you plan to leverage those resources? How are you planning to maintain those resources? So this is about more than just creating a budget to move abroad. When it comes to your health and well-being, and especially to those who have chronic illnesses, how do you maintain the medications that you can't do without? Or perhaps you want to take a more holistic approach and move away from the medications. Maybe you need to look at countries that will allow you the freedom to do that. You cannot ignore your health and well-being, along with your mental and emotional well-being. I kind of mentioned earlier about us traveling and taking our American traumas with us. I want us to be us, you and I, to be very, very mindful of that. I also want us to be very respectful of other cultures and go in having done some research about the countries, about the people that of where we're going to. I want us to also be mindful of the nuances of things and be open and receptive, because after all, we're not leaving the United States for us to just sort of find the familiar. Am I correct? Okay. So oftentimes when I see people focusing heavily, very heavily on how active or how big is the expat community of a place? An expat community can give you a soft landing, but I don't want that to be a deciding factor, because oftentimes expat communities can also insulate your experience of a country, because now you've found like-minded people, and so you really aren't experiencing that country in its fullness. You're not getting an understanding of the customs of the country if you are circulating only amongst other Americans. So I want us to be very mindful of that. But at the same time, day three is about looking at all of our resources. So we won't ignore that, but just be mindful of how much emphasis to place on it. Okay. So look at your educational resources. If you have identified from day one that education is in fact something that's important to you, then you're going to need to gather your credentials thus far. So if you're going to be applying for any applications to go to university in another country, you're going to have your documents ready to deliver. So we're looking at everything, skills and resources, to see what we can toss and what we can leverage. Okay, and where we need to improve, because there's always room for improvement. And so have fun, delve into the workbook for day three. And oh, let me just mention, there's not a question in my mind that some of you will want to skip some of the parts in day three. If they simply aren't applicable to you, let me just say, I understand. But if they are, I want you to imagine that stop sign in front of you, and I want you to give yourself the time and space to articulate the answers, get into the nuances of what's important, because this is very important. And by above all means, have fun. Ciao.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.